Support for this program by the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Experience more than 10,000 years of history and culture through art, dance, film, and more. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause, in for Antonia Gonzalez. The tribal gaming sector suffered its first revenue decline in a decade in 2020. According to a recent report, voluntary closures amid the early days of the pandemic contributed to a severe hit to the gaming revenues last year. The National Indian Gaming Commission reports that gross gaming revenue decreased by nearly 20%. Commission Chairman Sequoia Simmermeyer said that the fiscal year 2020 decline reflected other portions of the general economy.
The gross gaming revenue reflects a significant decrease in revenue. The industry has not seen this significant a decrease in nearly 20 years. And the fiscal year 2020 significant decrease has ended the steady year-over-year growth rate the Indian gaming industry experienced over the last 10 years.
Of the eight regions that the Gaming Commission tracks, the Rapid City, South Dakota region experienced the largest decrease of about 36%.
However, the National Indian Gaming Commission has seen the benefit of the investments made during the pandemic in public health, workforce development, and economic enterprise. These investments often resulted from action taken by the Indian gaming industry, tribal regulatory bodies, and tribal governments during the last year. These invaluable investments can provide hope for the industry's strong return, provide important stability for a well-regulated industry, and are important to the tribal communities that use Indian gaming to strengthen tribes' governments, regulatory capacity, and economies.
Oregon advocates for the LGBTQ and Two-Spirit individuals are cheering support from the National Congress of American Indians. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
In July, the NCAI passed a resolution supporting the Trans and Gender Affirming Care Strategic Vision and Action Plan. It was drafted by the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board. Morgan Thomas of the NPAIHB says at a time when many state legislatures are restricting transgender rights, it's great to see support for Indigenous gender-diverse people.
Prior to colonization, within many Indigenous communities, gender-diverse people were held with great respect and had esteemed roles within their communities, and we see Two-Spirit and gender-diverse Indigenous activists and advocates doing a lot of work to reclaim those roles within their contemporary communities.
Advocates say work has just begun on supporting LGBTQ and Two-Spirit rights. Some still experience ridicule, shunning, or violence in and outside their communities. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
On Tuesday, Colorado's governor rescinded two executive orders made in 1864, including one that called for the massacre of Native Americans. Governor Jared Polis called the proclamations by Second Territorial Governor John Evans unlawful.
We can't change the past, but we can honor the memories of those who we lost by recognizing their sacrifice and vowing to do better. I look forward to signing the executive order to repeal these proclamations once and for all.
Polis said the proclamations shamefully targeted and endangered the lives of Native Americans in Colorado. Members of the Southern Ute Mountain, Cheyenne, and Arapaho tribes joined in the ceremony. Those that attended the gathering said the move was a step toward healing generational trauma and acknowledgement of that history. At least six more First Nations in British Columbia plan to launch investigations into nearby former residential schools. The CBC contacted 18 First Nations, and six of those leaders said they intend to look into the possibility of unmarked graves of students at former schools in their territories. Some of the First Nations told the news outlet that the work is already underway. The added scrutiny comes after research conducted by First Nations revealed hundreds of undocumented remains at former residential school sites, first in BC, then in other locations across Canada. Those organizing the investigation say they're sometimes hampered by difficult terrain and the fact that some of the land has since been developed. One First Nations leader says he believes investigators will find unmarked graves at every site. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.